1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is one of 17 Democratic governors endorsing Kamala Harris for president.
Today, I am fired up to endorse Kamala Harris for president of the United States.
Whitmer shut down the possibility, though, today of being Harris's running mate. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle has taken full responsibility for security failures at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania.
The assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump on July 13th is the most significant operational failure of the Secret Service in decades.
She is testifying about the shooting today on Capitol Hill, where many Republicans have called for her resignation. And thousands of people are now leaving their homes in Southern California as wildfires there spread. Ryan Railsback is with Riverside Police.
Fortunately, these neighborhoods over there, we have plenty of ways in and out that we can get to those homeowners to ask them, encourage them to evacuate.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a state. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, July 23rd. In Wood County, the Census Review and Redistricting Committee will meet at 9:15 at the Wood County Courthouse. The Wood County Board of Supervisors meeting will follow at 9:30. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet at 5 in Conference Room 5. The Village of Whiting will hold their Public Works and Parks meeting at 6. There will be car fire training over the next several days in Portage County. The Stevens Point Fire Department will conduct vehicle fire training July 23rd through the 25th at 3100 Whiting Avenue. Be aware there'll be large amounts of smoke visible at times. This training is vital in maintaining knowledge and proficiency in fire behavior, fire suppression, search and rescue, and other response-related disciplines. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
No contract for Jordan Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers still negotiating with Jordan Love's agency, Athletes First, the same that represent Aaron Rodgers, for a new deal for Love. They informed the team's vice president of finance, Russ Ball, Saturday night, no deal, no Jordan Love at practice. How far apart are the two sides? GM Brian Gutekunst met with reporters today.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, but you know, we're going to keep those things internal. We're not going to kind of like talk about those things, you know, openly, but it's a really good working relationship between Russ and his agents, and like I said, it's these things are, you know, they're big deals, and it takes a little bit of time to get it right for, you know, for what we need. But we, you know, I feel we're close, you know, no real timetables as far as how long it's going to take.
Baseball. The Brewers open a 3-game series against the Cubs at Wrigley Field tonight. Their crew coming off a 2-game sweep of the Twins in Minnesota. The Bucks are back home in Milwaukee after losing all 5 games in the NBA Summer League action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered storms, some with heavy rainfall, muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s and mostly sunny. It's 82 right now.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow. Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we'll talk to Hans Breitenmoser about whether the Trump version of economic populism is real or Wall Street in sheep's clothing.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this July 22nd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two, we're going to speak with Haley Heitzel, the 77th Alice in Dairyland. Looking forward to that. But right now, in the on the phone with us right now, we have Nikki Lucht. She is the epidemiologist with our good friends over at the Wood County Health Department. And Nikki, that took me a little bit there. I had to work my tongue on that word, a couple of those words there. So I apologize if I got any of that wrong, but we do appreciate the time from you, and want to send a big thank you to our friends at the Wood County Health Department. Thanks for joining us, Nikki.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Nikki, let's dive right into things. You're with us today to talk a little bit about the Wood County Community Health Assessment that was published recently, and this is for 2024 to 2027. Where would you like to start with this?
So this is a little bit of a follow-up from being on the show last fall. We had asked folks to take our community health assessment survey, and that was a large part of what informed this assessment now. So kind of doing a little bit of a follow-up on that.
Yeah. Now, do we need to rewind at all, do you think, to some of the previous conversation, or do you want to go right ahead with this kind of second half of the assessment?
Probably just sharing again a reminder that Healthy People Wood County is a collaborative effort. There are three lead organizations on it. So that's the Wood County Health Department, where I sit, Aspirus Riverview Hospital and Clinics, and Marshfield Clinic Health System. So all three of our organizations are required by different laws to submit and publish a community health assessment every so often. The health systems is every 3 years, health department every 5 years. So in an effort to not duplicate, we have gotten on a three-year timeline together now so that we can, you know, put all of our efforts together and do this as one big assessment rather than all of us doing something separately. So the overall organization is Healthy People Wood County. It's our big coalition, community-led, and the three organizations that sit in there as well. Mm-hmm.
What does it identify, Nikki?
So it tells us the most pressing health needs. So we look at a bunch of different data. So we do some data collection ourselves, which is why that community health assessment survey last fall was so important. So we look at the health needs, and we also look at some of the assets, the resources that are in the community that we can hopefully build upon. But the biggest thing that this tells us is where things are not as good as they hopefully that they could be. So where are our higher health risks? Where are the worst health outcomes? And then from this, we identify those top priorities that come from this and end up completing a community health improvement plan, which is basically a giant action plan that we'll work on over the next 3 years to hopefully improve some of these issues that bubble up from the assessment.
About how many people took this survey, Nikki?
So it was super exciting. We had 3,215 community members take the survey. So the highest number of responses we've ever had since we started doing community health assessments when they were mandated back in the 90s. So this was really exciting for us. We really were able to get out there and talk to a lot of different people and hear from a lot of people in the community. And then in addition to the survey, we also had some grant funding to do some one-on-one interviews and focus groups with people. And we talked to an additional 123 people through that. So all of that different information that we heard from community members was really helpful in informing this assessment. And we have a lot of the results from the survey within the assessment too. So if people are particularly interested, like if you, you know, there was a question that really stuck out to you that you're like, I wonder what ended up coming from that. The community health assessment report has a lot of that information.
And you touched on the previous conversation and even with this one, some of why we're doing this and what kind of data we get from this and the picture it paints. I'm curious of what now where you come with, what we're doing with the data now.
Yeah, so we, over the last, it's been a year-long process now, but over the last 6 months, really, we had over 50 community partners come together. We had monthly meetings, sat down and looked at the data that community members had shared with us. And then we also look at other data from local, state, national sources. And we look at all of that and figure out, okay, what is this telling us? What are the top health priorities now that will come from this? So that's like a big piece of the community health assessment is then figuring out what are the priorities we're going to work on for the next 3 years. So from all of that information that we compiled and had lots of meetings about, we ended up with the top priorities being in five overarching categories. So we had substance use, mental health, and then access to care, and what falls under that is both oral health and access to health services. Another big bucket was built environment, which includes housing and transportation. And then the fifth one is financial stability, and that includes affordable childcare, jobs with livable wages and benefits, and enough money for basic needs.
So with all of this information going forward, what are some of the things that you're looking to do? Not only our Wood County Health Department, but our health departments around the state?
Yeah, so the next step after completing the community health assessment, that is required by state statute. And then it's also required to complete the Community Health Improvement Plan, or CHIP, as we like to call it. So all health departments are required to do that, and that's basically creating an action plan to improve the issues that we found in the CHA. So we will now be creating that CHIP, which really serves as a guiding document to improve health, especially in those top five areas, those top priorities that we identified. So now our current CHIP goes through the end of this year. So we will be working now through the rest of 2024 to create that action plan with community members, with community partners, to figure out what activities, what strategies, what are things that we think we could do as a community. So not just the health department, not just the hospitals, but all of our different community partners and organizations in Wood County, everyone really has a role to play in this. So what can we all do to come together to improve some of these issues?
Yeah, it takes a village. And when it comes to any, I deal with this with our listeners from time to time, where there can be so much going on and it can seem so overwhelming. And you, the topics that you mentioned, the priorities identified in the CHA, a lot of them, and all of them have an importance to be addressed in today, in modern time, in right now kind of situations. It seems always easier if you kind of list things out and you don't try to attack the whole thing at once, but rather work together with others and combat these things individually with different groups. Is that kind of the approach that we're taking with this?
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard it described in other public health spaces as wicked problems. You know, these aren't something that the health department could do by itself. It's not something Aspirus or Marshfield could do by themselves. It really takes all of us. Like you said, it takes a village. It takes all of us coming together and figuring out what are the different roles we can play to all come together and improve these issues.
Nikki, with this list that you gave us of the top priorities, if you will, I think a lot of them, if they didn't seem, you know, to a listener out there nodding their head, yep, that's definitely a big priority. It certainly wouldn't be shocking to hear that some of these have come up. But were there any to you that you didn't expect to see on this list as far as, you know, things that are concerns in our communities?
I think none of them were really surprising to me. I think, though, might be surprising to some listeners or folks who maybe are still a little bit like, what does housing have to do with health? Or what does childcare have to do with health, for example? So I think we have moved a little bit upstream in looking at health in a much bigger lens than we used to. So we have found data shows that access to health care, going to the doctor and having those checkups is really important, but about 80% of what makes people healthy actually occurs outside of a healthcare visit. So, you know, if you don't have affordable or safe housing, you're probably not thinking about those other things like making sure you're eating healthy that people typically think of when they think of health. So some of those bigger areas are different than we have seen in our CHAZ before. And then another one that really actually stood out to me and did surprise me a little bit was our oral health. I don't know if we've ever had that come up as a top priority before, but we heard, especially when we were talking to people about the issues with Medicaid and not being able to get into dental providers because they don't accept Badger Care, or even just that the waiting lists are so long, so people are having to use the ER when that's not what they would prefer to do, but they can't get into somewhere for 6 months or more, or they're traveling. I've seen a lot of comments that people had to travel outside of Wood County to get care.
I don't like hearing those stories any more than anybody does out there, but I will say, for me, I've been on the airwaves many times talking about one of the biggest, if not the biggest issue that we need to solve in this state, in many states, is childcare. And in part, I bring that up because of how much it bleeds into other things and how much it'll assist other things if we can take care of it. The oral health thing is something that I've been on for a while, but I like you, have not heard a lot of people, other people mentioning this. And in part, just like I mentioned with childcare, part of the reason it's so integral and so important we get this figured out is because of how much we rely on our mouths, we rely on our teeth, not just the simple fact of like just being able to, you know, take in food and everything, but how much a tooth pain can affect the whole body and affect your whole day. I'm a little sensitive to this one. I've been dealing with some tooth pain, so I might be a little bit getting on my soapbox with it and everything, but I as much as I wish others weren't going through this, I will say I was happy to see that this is something being brought up and being talked about. I'm with you. I was a little surprised to see that on there, but I was also kind of relieved in some ways that, okay, well, this is something, you know, it doesn't mean that we're going to solve it overnight, but the sooner we talk about it, the sooner we get talking about it, the sooner we can come up with a solution.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry to hear about your tooth pain. But yes, you're totally right. That oral health really has so much of an impact on the rest of your health too. And the childcare one is a great example of where we have other partners coming in that maybe wouldn't have seen themselves in a health assessment before. For example, like we have the Chamber has been at the table because they're hearing from a lot of businesses that that's a big issue when they're trying to get employees because there's not affordable childcare. So, you know, it's affecting employment. It's affecting our businesses. It's just such a critical need right now. We do have a Wood County Childcare Task Force group that has been meeting for, gosh, at least over a year that is trying to help tackle this issue. But yeah, this came up a lot among our survey respondents.
If people want to find the community health assessment, how can they find it and find out more about this?
Yeah, so you can find the assessment online at bit.ly, so that's bit.ly/Wood CHA 2024, or They can go to our website, healthypeoplewoodcounty.org, and it's going to be on there. You could also request printed copies if you're not an online person. Sometimes you like to have it printed out. I'm still one of those people. So you can call the health department at 715-421-8911. And also, if you just are interested in seeing, you know, updates and seeing what comes of the community health improvement plan, we do have social media. We have Facebook page and Instagram page, and we're always posting updates on there. So you just look for Healthy People Wood County and you'll be able to find us.
Be sure to follow the Wood County Health Department on social media. It's not only a great way to keep informed on your community, but even share some of those things on your pages, and maybe somebody sees it that might not have otherwise. So it's a great idea to keep up with. We're speaking We're speaking with our friend Nikki Lucht with the Wood County Health Department. And Nikki, I'm the kind of person that needs things spelled out for me every once in a while. And I was like this with the word diet. For forever, I didn't understand what the word diet really means. I thought it was just something some people do to lose weight or what have you. I didn't realize it was a part of everything, really. And, the term for just your eating habits and some of that. But I'd like to wrap up with you, if you don't mind, especially since I got a pro with me. What is health? I think that it's something we don't talk about really ever. I don't know when it ever comes up. And this is a great opportunity for us to kind of touch on that. And for those out there that think that they know what it might mean, to give them maybe even more, a little more data to that, a little more detail to it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there's so much to this one. So I can't give you like one set definition, mm-hmm. but it health is determined by so much more than our choices and access to care. Like I said earlier, 80% of what makes people healthy occurs outside of the doctor's visit. There's almost anything that you could think of probably has an impact on your health. So some of the things that have come out of this community health assessment that are a little bit newer, I guess, when you think about health, safe housing, public transportation, education, good jobs with fair pay, access to healthy and affordable foods. Those are all things that impact our health. So I know there's a great definition out there from the World Health Organization. It's health is not merely the absence of disease, but it and I don't remember the rest of it here, but it talks about all of these other things, these social, environmental, economic things that impact our health too.
And the more you know about these things in this subject matter, the better you're going to be informed and the better you will be going forward with your own health and figuring that out, because it varies for every person of whatever aches and ailments you might have or, how you're doing. It's an important part of this. Nikki,
yeah, absolutely.
As we wrap up, do you mind going over a little bit of the background of Healthy People Wood County?
Yeah, so just another reminder, Healthy People, it's really a group of community partners, residents, members, all working together to improve health in Wood County. This is a community coalition that's been going on for over 10 years. We have hospitals, nonprofits, businesses, public health officials, schools, principals. We have so many different partners that come together to do this work, and we're so thankful and appreciative of them. And really, the ultimate goal of our work is to create thriving communities where all people in Wood County can say that they are as healthy as possible. So whatever health means to them, like we were just talking about, we want everyone to have that opportunity to be as healthy as possible.
Mm-hmm. And really, we've got some great people behind this one, too, in our Wood County Health Department and so many of our community members. Greatly appreciate the work that you guys do day in and day out, Nikki. Please say hi to everybody over at the department for us. One more time, where can people find the community health assessment and learn more about that?
They can go to healthypeoplewoodcounty.org or you can go to bit.ly/wood. CHA 2024, or you can request printed copies by calling the health department. And that number is 715-421-8911.
And Nikki, if people want to find out more from the Wood County Health Department or reach out to you and have follow-up questions or anything, is there a way to do that?
Yeah, they can look for the Wood County Health Department. You should be able to just do a quick online search and you can find us there. You can send us an email at health@woodcountywi.gov. Or give us a call. We're happy to talk to you anytime.
And you can find out more and find out more information as well as woodcountywi.gov, woodcountywi.gov. Nikki, we again really appreciate the time. Thanks for informing our audience. We're that much smarter and feel that much better about this going forward. You have a great day and say hi to the staff over there for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this, if this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin tomorrow. It'll be one of her first public appearances since rising to the top of the Democratic Party ticket yesterday. Harris's office isn't saying if the latest developments mean changes for tomorrow's visit to Milwaukee. A campaign aide tells the Journal Sentinel there are no changes planned yet. Republicans have left their national convention in Milwaukee feeling unified, but tens of thousands of Wisconsin Republicans are still not on the Trump train. This is ABC News senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott.
Many Republican voters still voted for Nikki Haley in this state even after she dropped out of the race. You had tens of thousands of them, I think about 70,000, right? That is who Donald Trump is trying to appeal to.
She spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Third Congressional District candidate, Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin, was on a campaign tour Friday and stopped in at the WRCO studio at Bridgeland Center. WRCO News Director Joanne Krulantz had a chance to sit down with her. One of the things discussed was the Democratic National Convention coming up next month and what she hopes to gain from the convention.
I hope that people see a contrast. I think in any election, there should be, you know, every candidate has to say, here's what I stand for and why me? You know, if you ask a voter for their vote, you have to be able to answer why you. And so I hope that that's articulated very clearly and a vision for our future is important.
Katrina Shanklin is one of three candidates on the Democratic ticket for the 3rd Congressional District. She's running against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson. The primary will be held August 13th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The legendary Bob Newhart passed away last Thursday at his home in Los Angeles. His final acting role was Professor Proton, which he played on The Big Bang Theory and on Young Sheldon, and the cast remembered him fondly. Kaylee Cuoco called it a dream to work with Newhart and to witness his genius, calling Newhart classy, kind, and generous. Mayim Bialik says she grew up watching Bob Newhart and working with him was a dream come true. It's one thing to not wear deodorant and another thing to admit to the world that you don't, such is the case with Kate Hudson, who says she goes au naturel, just like her pal Matthew McConaughey. This is really convenient on a movie set when you're not really sure which one of you stinks and you can blame each other when the crew starts keeling over from the stench. For what it's worth, giving up deodorant is the perfect way to lose a guy in 10 days. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered storms, some with heavy rainfall, muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s and mostly sunny. It's 82 right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Don Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. But I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow joins us at 10:33. Hour number 2, we talk about repurposing churches. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this July 22nd, 2024. Have your host, James, here, and we are joined in studio right now by our 77th Alice in Dairyland. Miss Haley Heinzel is with us right now. Haley, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
Doing good. It's great to have you here. Thank you very much for being in studio. Haley, we're looking forward to getting to know you, talking about how we can sweeten up everybody's summer. But I have to right away start off with, that is an amazing purse. That is an amazing purse, especially for Alice in Dairyland.
Yes, the print certainly matches, doesn't it?
It really does. Nicely done. Thank you. Haley, thank you so much for being here. I like to always ask people their origin story when we first get to know them. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from?
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Haley Heinzel. I'm serving Wisconsin as the 77th Alice in Dairyland. And I'm originally from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, which is a fairly urban area in our state. And like many consumers, I did not grow up on a farm. I was always really curious about where my food came from. Where did that gallon of milk come from before the grocery store? And that curiosity is what really drives my passion for agriculture. I joined FFA, the Future Farmers of America, in high school, and in 2018 I milked a cow for the very first time, setting my life on a new path towards learning everything I could about Wisconsin agriculture. I'm recently a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Life Sciences Communication program. And during college, I was involved in a lot of programs that kept me involved in agriculture, like the Babcock House Student Cooperative, the Science Communication Club, and I also served on the Wisconsin Agriculture and Life Sciences Alumni Association board. And most importantly, during college, I also worked at the Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Lane, which is how I met Alice in Dairyland for the first time 2 summers ago. This was 75th Alice in Dairyland Taylor Schaefer. We got to milk cows together on the news that year, and that's really what inspired me to want to become Alice in Dairyland. And that's when I kind of switched into the communications field to pursue becoming Alice.
It's a very, very impressive resume. Impressive, Haley. I commend you on all the work that you've done in school and what you've done since. It does sound a little like this wasn't something that you had planned on. This is something that just kind of came out of the, this seems like I want to do this.
Yes, it kind of came out of the blue, I suppose. 2 years of prep seems like a long time, but when you talk to some of the other top candidates, like
Alice was kind of a figure for them their whole life. And I'm excited to get to be that for other people. And part of the reason I wanted to run for Alice was to inspire, you know, people from urban audiences that they can be Alice. They can be a big piece of agriculture. If you've eaten today, you are part of the story of agriculture.
Well said. Very well said. And they got a great Alice in there in the spot right now. Somebody who is hungry and energetic for this position. It's always wonderful. I always like to note this too, Haley, because we have a lot of people. I'm from a different generation. And because of that, it always seems like older generations want to pick on younger generations and some of that and everything. I am encouraged every time I meet a new Alice. I feel better and better and stronger about the future, having such great, young, energetic minds like yourself in these positions, helping support our ag industry.
Thank you so much.
Great to see. Congratulations again on this. Haley's been at the job for a couple of weeks and already put in a lot of miles. Yes. Appreciate that. Appreciate you going around the state and doing a lot of that. And I do want to mention Crawford County, Wisconsin is proud to be the site of the 78th Allison Dairyland Finals in May. Make sure to mark your calendars for that. You want to attend that one. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and throughout the next year, I'm going to be visiting Crawford County about once a month, even maybe more than a few times a month. I'm learning all about the diversity of the agriculture industry just in Crawford. The Driftless area has so much to offer. It's just a really unique place in our state, and Crawford County specifically, they are the number 9 county in Wisconsin for swine production, and 58% of the acreage in Crawford County is used for agricultural usage, so I'm really excited to learn more about their agriculture industry.
This is one of the things I love about interviewing people like you, Haley, is I just learned something too. Something you should know about me. I'm a bit of a city boy. I grew up in an urban area, didn't know much about farming or anything until I moved out here. And a little similar to you, I was a much older person when I milked my first, but I milked a goat. That was my first experience with that.
It's a good place to start,
too. It was interesting.
You know, half as many teats, so.
Yeah, right. Good point. Very good point.
Yes.
It was a fun experience. But one thing I will say, and I don't want to brag, but as a city boy, even I know ice cream. Feel pretty confident about that. And July is National Ice Cream Month. As summer is heating up, we're looking for ways to kind of sweeten people's summers a little bit. So why is now the perfect time to make your summer a little sweeter?
No matter how you scoop it, Wisconsinites love ice cream. In fact, we're eating about 12.1 pounds per person per year. I'm happy to say I'm above average in this stat, especially because the last 2 weeks as Alice, I've spent every day consuming ice cream. It's been wonderful. We've been celebrating National Ice Cream Month since 1984 when President Ronald Reagan decided it was a great way to kick off summer with a great Wisconsin dairy treat.
We've got, especially in this state where we are the dairy state, and we love our dairy. We certainly love our ice cream, but we have different things, different types of ice cream as well. Summer is the perfect time to indulge in local dairy foods as well.
Absolutely. We are home to 46 dairy plants in Wisconsin producing ice cream and other frozen dairy novelty products. And we have to remember when we're consuming great ice cream, we're also consuming great dairy, and that starts at the farm. So while we are promoting those ice cream processors and those ice cream parlors, we're also supporting those Wisconsin dairy farmers. We have 6,000 dairy farmers in Wisconsin, and 95% of those farms are still family owned.
It's such a cool stat. I think that's a comforting stat when I hear it, to be honest with you. That's very unique. We can make our own ice cream as well as a way to celebrate this month. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yesterday was actually National Ice Cream Day. So if you head to the Allison Dairyland Facebook and Instagram page, you'll see a video of me celebrating by making some ice cream at home. The recipe I'm featuring is a no-churn mascarpone ice cream. The one I made yesterday was cookies and cream flavor. So you're going to take mascarpone cheese. Yes, cheese.
With cheese in ice cream?
Yes.
Okay. All
just
right.
Another day in America's Dairyland of course. And for those unfamiliar, mascarpone is kind of like cream cheese, but a little sweeter, more decadent. I like to actually eat it with cookies. It's like a good dessert cheese. And you're going to mix that with some sweetened condensed milk, heavy whipping cream. Yesterday, I used a little vanilla and salt for flavor. And then, of course, those crushed Oreo cookies. All you need is a stand mixer or a hand beater. You whip it together for 10, 15 minutes so you get stiff peaks. Put it in an airtight container. Throw it in the freezer overnight, and you're ready to enjoy.
Man, that sounds good. I know this is our first interview, Haley, but would you mind taking over the rest of the interview? I want to go make that. I really want it right now. That sounds amazing. I wouldn't have thought cheese, ice cream, wouldn't have put those two worlds together even. That kind of gives people a little more insight, I think, not only into this process, but into the idea of, I wonder what I can create.
Yes, and if you'd like to see more recipes like this one, you can go to wisconsincheese.com for other recipes and the stories behind Wisconsin dairy. And also make sure to support, you know, Wisconsin dairy at home by looking for that proudly Wisconsin dairy seal on all your dairy products to ensure you're purchasing genuine Wisconsin dairy.
We certainly want to be able to promote not only dairy, but it's certainly Wisconsin dairy above anything that we can in this state. We love to support our local farmers. That badge is really important to look for when you're looking at these products. And it's on so many products, I think even products that you might not realize.
Yes, absolutely.
So I wanted to just touch on a little bit more info on ice cream, because I love talking ice cream. It's a fun topic. Wisconsin ice cream and frozen custard are unique in this state. They're uniquely fresh in this state as well.
Yes, because we have all of those processing plants creating ice cream right here. Farm to table, it's a very short distance. There's so many plants all over the state, and when you're purchasing, especially from those, I love stopping at mom and pop ice cream parlors where they're making it themselves right in the store. And that, you're getting it just about as fresh as it gets. You know, it's going from the farm right to the processing plant, right into our bowls, and it's delicious.
Yeah, you mentioned before, Wisconsin has a history of producing really outstanding ice cream as well.
Yes. We actually are home to the very first ice cream sundae in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. It was invented in 1881. It was only sold on Sundays, hence the name, and cost just a nickel. It is on my bucket list to try and get up there this month and see where the ice cream sundae was invented.
Yeah, I'll meet you there. I've wanted to go there for years since I first heard about that. I thought that's pretty cool. There's some other cool stats regarding ice cream and that we've talked about. You've touched on a couple of these. Are there any other stats that stand out to you when it comes to this?
I think it's really cool that there's a lot of things we can put on ice cream. I get asked all the time what my favorite flavor is. And honestly, as Alice, it's gotten harder and harder to pick. After I try something new every day, it just gets better and better. But the number one ice cream topping is chocolate syrup.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah. The standard. It's a good one.
Yep.
That's
it's a
good
classic.
One. We have 7.7 million gallons of ice cream were made in 2021, I see as a stat. That's as much as I think that I understand how big these big a product is. I see something like that. And it really stands out.
Yes.
And our sales go up even in this month.
Yes, definitely. Especially that week leading into the 4th of July is when we have some of the highest ice cream sales in the country. It's very exciting. Another fun stat I have learned is that it takes about 2 to 3 gallons of milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream. And a cow produces enough milk every day to produce about 2 to 3 gallons of ice cream. Hmm. And Wisconsin is home to 1.2 million dairy cows. So there is plenty of ice cream to go around for the rest of July and all year long. Because yes, it's July Ice Cream Month, but I love to celebrate dairy every day of the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially this time of year. It's a great way to celebrate. And you might not even know you're celebrating. Just somebody's eating ice cream. Hey, you're celebrating. They're like,
yep.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
It really does speak to also the importance of, again, buying local and the local sales for our ag industry, for our farmers out there, how important that part of this is. And it's a fun way of doing it, too. And not for nothing, but you mentioned something that I think is really unique about the first sundae being invented in Wisconsin. As a transplant, there's one thing I've learned about Wisconsinites. Wisconsinites are proud of their history.
Yes.
It's a great way to celebrate that, along with just enjoying some great ice cream.
Absolutely. Honoring our history and also supporting our local communities. What could be better?
Yeah. And Wisconsin's total frozen dairy production for 2021. That is impressive to me, too, as we're kind of wrapping up some of these stats that you brought us. So the 2021 products, it equals 139 scoops of ice cream per person for the year. That just really boggled my mind because I think I eat quite a bit. I did not realize that much. And then like you, I think I might be hitting the average.
Stat where it's good to be above average.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Haley Heitzel, new 77th Alice in Dairyland. And Haley, again, thanks for joining us again. I appreciate the time. I'm a little curious, Haley, with your background and the kind of work that you did over the last couple of years to get to this position and get to this place, what are you hoping to, or what are some of the things you're hoping to gain from this experience?
Every time I step out onto a farm, every time I'm doing something new as Alice, I am learning. I believe that I am firmly a lifelong learner, and I'm excited that throughout this process, I'm going to be able to share what I'm learning with a wider audience, you know, consumers who maybe aren't as attached to agriculture industry or the farm. A great way to follow along on my adventures throughout the following year is the Allison Dairyland Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. You simply look up Allison Dairyland. I'll pop right up. I've got a little tiara on in my profile picture. Otherwise, you can check out the Allison Dairyland website at AllisonDairyland.com. And if you've got some fun agriculture-related events you'd like Allison Dairyland to come to, you can also head to that website. There's a request form on there, and you can email datcapalice@wisconsin.gov. That's D-A-T-C-P, alice@wisconsin.gov, and see if Alice can come attend any of your events. But really, I am looking forward to seeing every corner of the state. We are so diverse here in our $104.8 billion agriculture industry, from apples and cranberries, corn, green beans, Christmas trees, maple syrup, and of course, dairy products. There is just so much to learn about, and I'm really looking forward to that in the coming year.
It's always fun to have you in and to be able to focus on some of these things, too. I know that a lot of our audience learned a lot more about ginseng through Allison Dairyland, too, and some other topics like that. So it's going to be a fun year hanging out with you and getting to be able to focus on some of these things. I'm looking forward to it. And like you, I consider myself a lifetime learner. Knowledge is life, and it's so much fun to learn new things. I appreciate that of you, and I hope we encourage the audience to put themselves in situations to learn and experience new stuff, and especially when it comes to our dairy industry, because you guys got some fun stuff coming up next.
Absolutely. We have Wisconsin State Fair coming up very soon. It's August 1st through the 11th. I will be there all 11 days. I'm really looking forward to it. I am no stranger to spending 11 days at the State Fair, especially with working in the dairy lane, and also I got to open show last year, but I'm excited to kind of do a different role at the State Fair. And you know, if you see me, wave me down. I will happily take a picture and chat with you. I'm excited to see everyone and share more about not just our dairy industry, but our entire agriculture industry at the State Fair. Some great places to find me will be in the livestock barns talking to youth, the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. I'll be on the stage at 1 p.m. We'll be making a little sweet treat together, so come and see me for that. And then I will also be doing a cow milking demonstration and a goat milking demonstration during the day as well.
Oh, that is going to be fun. And we're going to have a booth down there, too, so we'll see you down there. That's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. And when people have follow-up things or they do want you at an event, again, want to encourage you to go to AllisonDairyland.com or any of the social media outlets that Haley mentioned there, and be sure to follow along on them. If you haven't done so already, it's not only a great way to keep up to date on everything going on in our different communities and where Haley is, where she's roaming to at that particular time, because she's all over the place, but it's also a great way for you to promote these things. You can share them on your pages, and you just never know who might see something otherwise wouldn't. Yes. So encourage you to do that. And Haley, appreciate the time with you again. If people, I wanted to go back to the recipe again real quick. If people wanted to learn more about that blueberry no-churn mascarpone ice cream?
Mascarpone.
I want to get that right. where can they find that recipe? Where can they find more information like that?
Yes, so that would be at wisconsincheese.com. You can find more recipes like the mascarpone ice cream, or to see the true stories behind Wisconsin dairy products. It's a great way, it's a great place to visit. You can also find a map of all ice cream stores across Wisconsin. I know I've been using that as I've been traveling to new places that I don't know. And I love seeing different new ice cream parlors. So it's a great place to check it out.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that. I'm going to have a checklist, actually. I want to hit all as many of them as I can. I'm with you with going to unique mom and pop places, too.
Absolutely.
Or the people that make their own ice cream. There's a lot of ways to not only celebrate summer, celebrate ice cream, but keep in mind while doing so, you are also buying local, supporting local, and helping our ag industry and our farmers out there that we appreciate so very much. And again, as always, look for that Wisconsin badge on these products so you can truly support this state.
Absolutely.
It was really fun meeting you, Haley. This is going to be a fun year. We're going to have fun together.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Again, find out more at AllisonDairyland.com, AllisonDairyland.com, and be sure to follow Allison Dairyland's journey on all those social media outlets that we mentioned before. Haley, we'll talk again real soon. Safe travels out there.
Thank you for having me on.
We will have more Midday Magazine coming up for you on tomorrow's episode at 4. We'll have on Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We'll talk a little bit about their production coming up. And in part 2 at 4:30, we will talk with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. It's all coming up this week on Midday Magazine here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about how candy and beer helped me get good at money. I am not even kidding with this one. You may have heard me talk about having a money meeting with yourself. That's what I started doing when I turned my money life around, and it is still how I keep my life on track today. But back when I was starting out, I needed some motivation to show up to those meetings with myself. So I let myself have candy if it was the morning, and, you know, one of my favorite beers if it was sometime o'clock. Knowing that there's a treat coming, if I sit down and look at how I'm doing with my money, that helped get me to the table. They're just little rewards. Swap in whatever it is that motivates you if it's not candy and beer, and schedule that money meeting with yourself if it's not something you're already doing. For more tips on saving more and spending less, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The story you're about to hear is true. Only the colors have been changed to protect the artists.
This is the art world. My name is Frida, Joe Frida. I carry a brush. 3:45 a.m. I was at Hopper's Nighthawks Diner investigating a 419, illegal implication of despair and gloom on a perfectly nice evening. That's when the call came in. A 232. Missing artist model. I headed straight for the station. Morning, Chief.
Joe, I didn't realize you were done with your narration.
I was at 1247 Vincent on a 419 at 347 when I got the 232. I did a 180 and 1060 back here on the double.
Why is it I always need a calculator to talk to you?
What's this about an artist model?
Well, it's a guy named Da Vinci. He had a date with some girl to paint a picture and she never showed. He's concerned.
Thinks he might have been kidnapped?
Worse.
Murdered?
Worse. He thinks she's modeling for someone else.
What's the girl's name?
Lisa. Mona Lisa.
Men have named her?
Yeah, she's so like the lady with the mystic smile.
Is it only because she's lonely that they blame her for the strangeness in her smile?
That I can't really tell you, Joe.
Any distinguishing characteristics?
Just a mout. She never stops smiling.
8:22 a.m. I headed out. Thought I'd canvass the neighborhood. I was driving and thinking. Thinking and driving. Thinking. 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 Forgot about driving. Almost plowed into a little nun taking a group of orphans to the museum. She tells me her name is Sister Wendy. I arrest them on a 309, jaywalking. As I filled out the paperwork, I noticed a young man painting in the park across the street. He looked suspicious. I gave the nun the brush off, told her to get her own PBS show, and hightail it over to the suspect. Morning, sir. Mind if I ask what you're doing with the easel and paints?
Merci, mon andour.
I don't speak French. Is that yes or no?
I keep trying to paint these stupid toads and frogs, but they keep leaping all over the stupid pond.
Just frogs and toads you're trying to paint? No young women?
Did you see any young women? I would kill for a human model. Then I could tell them to sit still. Look at this toad.
No, thank you. What's your name, sir?
Claude Monet. The big frog painting failure, Monet.
Here's my card. If you see a woman modeling around here, always smiling, call me immediately.
But how am I supposed to capture the way the light plays over the slimy skin of these toads when they keep moving?
Try the lily pads.
What?
The water lilies. They hold still. Paint the water lilies.
Mon Dieu, brilliance!
I think you'll make a great impression. 9:36 a.m. I drove on. I'd heard of a new guy in town. Crazy man. But crazy enough to steal another artist's model? I had to find out.
Yes?
Mr. Dolly?
Yes.
Joe Frieda, Art Squad. May I come in? 9:37 a.m. I entered the suspect's studio.
Who is it that you are talking to?
9:38 a.m. I realized I'm narrating out loud again.
That's a nice watch you keep looking at.
9:39 a.m. I take off my watch, set it down, and begin questioning. I'm looking for a female model named Lisa. Have you seen her?
Seen? Felt? It is a crime merely to lobster. Ant.
I'm just after the facts, sir.
The egg cracks the world within.
Just the facts.
From one woman springs a mountain.
The facts.
Facts, smacks. The dogs are howling.
If you don't stick to the facts, I'll have to take you in a 106.
What is that?
Inordinate surrealism.
I don't use models. Who needs models when you have dreams?
Some people have dreams of models.
Some people are the models of dreams.
Some models are dream people.
Some dreams model people.
I think I have to leave. My head is about to explode.
Ooh, what? Your watch?
My watch is a Timex. It doesn't explode. Takes a licking.
Your watch is melting.
I repeat, my watch is a Timex. It doesn't melt.
This one does. Look.
Oh, dear.
You set it on the radiator, and it is melting. Look at it oozing down the side of the metal like time itself slipping into the past and future simultaneously.
That's a Timex. It's not supposed to happen.
It is the most glorious thing I have ever seen. I must paint it immediately.
I'll get a bucket first. Note to self, call Timex with new slogan. Takes a warming and starts deforming. 11:45 a.m. Approximately. I no longer have any idea what time it is. I left Dolly's place, headed to the studio of the other new guy in town, someone who might not know it's not kosher to steal another artist's models.
Hey.
Mr. Warhol, Joe Frieda, Art Squad. Do you mind if I take a look around your studio?
In the future, every studio will be investigated for 15 minutes.
It won't take that long. I'm looking for a model named Lisa.
What an omniscient name. In the future, everyone will be named Lisa for 15 minutes.
Right. Hope you don't mind if I eat and search. I brought my lunch.
In the future, everyone will eat lunch for like 15 minutes.
I don't think you've got any models here.
Why?
I don't think any woman could stand to be in the same room with you for 15 minutes.
I know a woman named Marilyn and one named Jackie.
Lisa. I'm looking for Lisa. What?
Your lunch.
Campbell's tomato soup. I eat it right out of the can. More efficient. Good.
Can I have it?
No. It's my soup. Supposed to mix it with a cup of water, but I like mine thick.
No. To paint. Paint the can, man. Can I have the can, man? Can I?
You can have the can, man. I think I'm beginning to see why some people hate modern art.
In the future, everyone will hate modern art.
For 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I know. Can we just cue the music, please? 12:15 p.m., give or take. I'd lost my lunch. I'd lost my watch. I was losing my mind. I'd painted myself into a corner. I couldn't take any more modernism. I had to find someone who still used models. As I climbed the long set of stairs to the studio, I knew I had to find someone with stability. Someone who played by the rules.
Hello.
Mr. Picasso?
Yes.
Joe Frieda, Art Squad. Sorry to interrupt you. Are you still in your blue period?
Rose. It's all rose now.
I'm seeing red myself. Mind if I come in? It's been a long climb up the stairs.
Actually, I'm a little busy.
What was that?
Nothing.
Pablo,
Do you have a model in here?
Oh. No, no model here. Fruit. Bowls of fruit and cow skulls. Nothing more.
Am I the fruit or the cow skull?
Hello, ma'am. Joe Frieda, ma'am. Are you posing for this man?
She's not posing. She's posturing.
You said it was a sitting.
Are you Mona Lisa, ma'am?
Who's asking?
Joe Frieda, Art Squad. I thought I made that clear in my introduction.
Well, I'm Mona Lisa. Pleased to meet ya.
Why are you smiling, ma'am?
No reason.
You must have a reason, ma'am.
It's a secret reason.
You can tell me, ma'am. I'm a police detective, ma'am.
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
I share all my thoughts, complete with the times I think them. Ask anyone.
Well, that's fine for you. But nobody's ever going to know why I'm smiling.
Fine. You're both coming in for questioning.
What?
A 682 and 593. Theft of another artist's model and refusal to share an inner monologue.
No, I've been framed.
Don't worry. It's not a hanging offense. Step away from the easel and nobody gets hurt.
I can explain.
You can't color the case now, Mr. Picasso. There's no tinting the evidence.
But I...
Down the stairs, both of you.
Quit pushing!
This is all a mistake.
Watch the stairs! Watch the stairs!
Uh-oh.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR, Peachwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and welcome hilarious comedian Pat McGann and singer-songwriter Marta Hansen joins the show and performs live in studio.
Nightlight with Peachwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News